Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for February the 16th in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed. We look at the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced that the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips, as you clearly know by now. Or if you don't, you're a new listener, we may need to make sure you know again. We reject revolution. They're bloody. They're violent. They rarely turn out well for those who undertake them. And because of the wonderful blessings the founding fathers put in our laps, they gave their lives, their sacred honor, their fortunes, and more to make sure we had a framework for solutions. That's why we don't need a revolution. That's why we want to use the peaceful means of restoration to restore the republic of the traditions of our founding fathers. We can use the supreme law of the land. Pure application of the principles that made America great once can do it again. But as we understand, Mr. de Tocqueville toured America, came back and said, America's great because America's good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. In other words, hey, America's a moral people. There's just goodness everywhere. The people are kind. The people are godly. The people follow their Father in heaven, and they understand that they got to turn to God for guidance, not government. They understand that it's about self-governance. And there's really not a whole lot of a need for rules when people obey the Ten Commandments of God. That's how it all started. That's the fundamental reality. And we've got to return to those principles if we want to make America great. America will never be stronger than its individuals, moral, God-fearing people, self-governed. We need to teach people correct principles and let them govern themselves using the Ten Commandments of God. And if you obey all those things, hey, there's not a whole lot of bad actors, right? Now, I know people won't obey them perfectly, but that is the fundamental basis for our societal genius, if you will, for our societal success. The founding fathers said, you have a grand old experiment. Well, the experiment was proven successful. The greatest economic engine in the entire world was built because it was based on honest money, constitutional currency, asset-based intrinsic value money. Constitutional currency is gold and silver, folks. We've gone away from that. With dishonest money, we're in serious, serious trouble. So we've got to return to honest money, but we've also got to return to morality in the people, ladies and gentlemen. The issue is honesty. And if we seek repentance on one hand and forgiveness on the other, if we seek for our God to govern us, to lead us, and if we seek to obey him and keep his commandments and therefore receive his blessings, he's promised us. God keeps his promises, folks. If we repent and seek his face, in other words, follow him and obey his commandments, he will bless us, prosper us, and protect us. We have that biblical promise, ladies and gentlemen. Let's double down in support of it. That's our goal. That's why we're on the radio. We break down news the networks refuse to use like nobody's business. I counted. I think we covered like 100 stories last week. 100 stories. Some of the stories we cover need constitutional context. We provide it. Some of the stories we talk about, the mainstream press won't touch with a 10-foot pole. We talk about it. Some of the stories just need somebody to focus on God, family, and country in relation to the story. Some people need us to focus on the protection of life, liberty, and property. Remember, that's what the proper role of government is all about, right? Some of us need to just understand that it's about news the networks refuse to use. They don't want to talk about the good. They want to spend their time, if it bleeds, it leads. They want to spend their time on if it divides. We reject all those things. We want to focus on making that popular, which is good and honorable and right and virtuous and lovely and good report, and make unpopular or reject that which is divisionary, which is destructive. Look, this is the eternal battle. The war waged in heaven continued on earth. It's God and Satan at the polar extremes. You're in the middle. I'm in the middle. We're all in the middle. Which will we support? Whose side, who are you on? That's the epic struggle we find ourselves in, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm here to tell you right now that I stand with God. Now, the first hour of every Saturday's broadcast, once a week, it is the news the networks refuse to use, Liberty Roundtable Live Week in Review. We cover the massive amount of stories we talk about in summary fashion. All right? And it's important to really understand that, understand what we do and why and how and all that kind of stuff. It takes an hour to break down all the news, if I can even get it done in an hour, by the way. So the first hour last Saturday, we did that for the previous week. Then second hour, we had on our guest, Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson. He says, help us bring masculinity and the traditional family back to America. And he wants to start that effort, if you will, by Rebuilding the Man. That's his website, rebuildingtheman.com. And he says that we're missing fathers. And we've got to bring fathers back to society. Not act like father's just a buffoon on every sitcom. Not kick fathers out of the house and have government daddy pay for all the bills and have moms raise children all by themselves. What happens in those scenarios oftentimes is the hood takes hold. And what happens is the gangs, MS-13 and the like, end up becoming the child's family. That's disaster. We need fathers in the home to provide love and kindness and discipline and example, to play the role of teacher and mentor and friend and brother and father, right? All these things can happen. Best friend to mom should dad be, right? We, ladies and gentlemen, are in a spiritual war for the soul of America, writes the American Family Association. And boy, howdy, does Jesse and do we agree with that reality check? Understand that Jesse Lee Peterson went to the Women's March. Okay, so Black Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson went to the Women's March. He had a Make America Great Again hat on, and the women viciously attacked him. I kid you not. They attacked him. They dumped some substance on him. They repeatedly call him the N-word. They're just, women are out of control. Jesse Lee doubles down and highlights that on the broadcast last week. San Francisco area restaurant bans Make America Great Again hats, compares it to white hoods and swastikas. Are you kidding me? Wow. What if a black guy cruises in with a Make America Great Again hat? Are they going to kick him out? Interesting. Make America Great Again hats and blackface, they claim, are different forms of expression, but they share a certain unfortunate DNA, writes the Los Angeles Times. So now we're saying Make America Great Again hats are like swastikas, they're like hoods, they're like blackface. See, I disagree with all that. There's a big difference between a KKK hood or a robe or whatever you want to say, and a Make America Great Again hat. A Make America Great Again hat just says, I believe in President Trump, the duly elected president, and I believe we can make America great again if we stand with him. That's all it means. Will Donald Trump Jr. be indicted? We asked that question second hour last Saturday. We also talked about Jerome Corsi filed a $25 million defamation lawsuit against Roger Stone. That's a sad tale when the government has Roger Stone and Jerome Corsi fighting, I'll tell you that right now. We had on Jerome Corsi a little over a week ago. Great show, by the way. Rush Limbaugh says Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is approaching, in her own mind, goddess-like status. Not only in her mind, but in the minds of her colleagues. And not only that, the media is fawning over her as well. She became a rock star out of nowhere. I mean, you know what? No one knew her name months ago. Instantly on the national stage, instantly an upset win election, instantly a rock star and the leader of the Democrats, huh? The old guard getting shoved aside by Ocasio-Cortez, right? We talked about Hugh Hewitt, well-known talk show host, says the new Green Deal is communism. It's fascism. It's despotism. I agree with that. It's socialism, too, by the way. Will the world run out of people? We talked about an incredible book talking about that. Book claims, quote, global population will start the decline in 30 years, despite UN predictions. And once it starts, it will not stop. It'll never end. Well, there's only one solution, ladies and gentlemen. That is to keep the commandments of God. And I might be very clear about this. When we say keep the commandments of God, God says multiply and replenish the earth, which means, you know what? Have a husband, marry a wife, and one man, one wife, traditional families, traditional marriage, invite children to that wonderful, blessed, God-ordained union. That's where the answers are, folks. That's where we can make a big difference. That's where we can get involved. That's where we can Okay, that in the family is the key. The fundamentally of the society, that's where the blessings happen. That's where God ordains his greatest work to be done, right? And there's no failure that'll compensate for failures. I'm sorry, there's no success outside that'll compensate for failures in your home. It is about being a mother and a father. Well, first off, it's about being a servant of God, a follower of God. Then secondly, it's about being a mother or a father or a child, you know, in a wonderful family, in a traditional God-ordained family. And learning within the walls of your own home as a family together is the key to learning to follow God, to promote family, to protect country, right? Those are the fundamental realities. Anyway, that was last Saturday's broadcast. That's one day of the show, folks. On Monday, we had our guest on, Mr. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, ronpaulinstitute.org. And we talked about this Utah's online sales tax bill, SB 99. It's disaster, folks. At first, we support sales taxes because they're less direct than other taxes, right? I'd prefer a sales tax constitutionally way more than I would a property tax or an income tax or something that violates my person. In other words, is direct on me. However, these sale taxes penalize people who don't need the infrastructure. Why should people around the country be required to pay these sales taxes? They don't need local municipalities or local infrastructure of any kind, right? And the other problem with it that I see is, how does a small business keep track of all these complications and regulations? We are regulated to death in America, ladies and gentlemen. All right, quick pause. Sam continues in seconds. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. And order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
All right, I'm Sam Bushman, back with you live. Hard-hitting breakdown of the news the networks refused to use in review. Wow, we got a lot to cover. We're talking on Monday. Had our guest on, Mr. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. And we talked about this online sales tax bill, and I got a problem with it. Utah's online sales tax bill is a problem. It creates all kinds of burdensome regulation for small businesses. It taxes people who don't really need the infrastructure or the reason for the tax. Somebody says, well, there's a disparity. Sam, brick and mortar have taxes like this. Why don't the online businesses? Because brick and mortar need infrastructure. They need roads to their building. They need utilities. They need, you know, all kinds of infrastructure. They don't need those things, right? Locally, the business needs infrastructure to support restaurants and roads. And, you know, they don't need all that for online businesses, folks. All right, Ron Paul says Congress must act to correct the court's mistakes, which is this idea that we're just going to roll out these continued sales taxes, or, quote, e-commerce sales taxes. Now, again, let's be clear. I support a sales tax more than a property tax or an income tax. All right, there are taxes that are more constitutional, that understand that, look, there is a proper role of government that does need to be funded. We support that. That's okay. It's how we do it and how much involvement we get in the people's lives, how direct those taxes are matters, right? All right, we talked about a regime change in Venezuela. Donald Trump getting involved there, he ought not, that's for sure. The sad part is, the question is, which socialist do you like the least? Pick your side and pick your socialist is kind of the sad idea. But have you read a book called Killing Hope? William Blum wrote it. It's an incredible book, by the way. We must demand that the United States lift its sanctions on Venezuela and stop pushing for regime change operations, folks, big time. Trump's absurd claims, we talked about those too. Donald's a great guy and does a lot of good, folks. He really does, more so than any president in my lifetime, at least. But there's a lot of things Donald is doing that is just not honest or right. And just because we like a lot of the good President Trump does, that doesn't mean that we have to accept everything or ignore concerns, right? All right. Have you read The President Makers? It's another book Lil Nelson mentioned to us. Don Fotheringham wrote it. It's a great book. Then we talked about Remembering the Warsaw Uprising. We also talked about Holodomor Remembrance. Organizer abrades journalist. I guess there was an event Lowell went to remembering the Holodomor events that took place in 1932-33 by Stalin. Evil murder, death by starvation going on big time with that. So anyway, that was first hour. Second hour, we had our guest on, Mr. Scott Bradley. To preserve the nation is his goal, and he has a homeschool and educational curriculum with the same title. To preserve the nation. You want to learn more about it? His website, freedomsrisingsun.com. And not only does he have an incredible homeschool curriculum, not only is he a well-known public speaker and author, and he does webinars that you can get involved in weekly to understand liberty. freedomsrisingsun.com. He joins us every Monday. With Scott Bradley, we first asked the question, where the heck is Lee Korfman? Remember Roy Moore's accuser, Roy Moore, the well-known judge from Alabama? Running for office, and he got shut down by that liberal, Jones, or whatever the guy's name was. All right, anyway, Lee Korfman was the big one that said, hey, he sexually harassed me, he this, he that. Well, Roy Moore had to testify and go on record. She was supposed to, but nothing ever happened. Where is Lee Korfman, Roy Moore's accuser? And what you end up with, ladies and gentlemen, is a scenario of thou shalt not bear false witness. One of the Ten Commandments broken before your very eyes and peddled by the media is fact. It's nothing more than fiction, folks. Wow. We talked about, as we, quote, turn our collective back on America's principles and on God, we literally commit Harry Caray in America, folks. I'm telling you right now, I think bad things are to come in America. There's a lot of good things to come in America, too. Don't be depressed. Don't get derailed. But understand that we cannot turn our back on God and ignore his commandments and expect blessings. It's just not a fundamental possibility. Now, is it the end of the world? Of course not. Is the sky falling? Absolutely not. Is it a sad thing? Absolutely. What can we do about it? Repent, forgive, change, turn to God, keep his commandments. That's all we can do about it. But I'm telling you, if we don't double down in defense of the fundamental unit of society, the traditional family, we're in trouble, folks. The calamities, all those things spoke of biblically will come to pass, make no mistake. So I don't preach doom and gloom. I think we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, and I think we have a role to play in its future. And I'll do my best to double down in defense of God, family, and country. So I don't want you to take a negative bender from my statements, but I'm telling you, you can't escape reality either. We live in perilous times. There's no doubt about it. All right, we talked about Larry Klayman, the well-known leader of... Well, he created Judicial Watch, and now he's involved in Freedom Watch. And he talks about the coalition left comprising radical Democrats, Muslims, radical blacks, Jewish left, radical feminists, anti-Christians, anti-Semites, not to mention atheists. Wow. This big group wants to destroy Israel, and he says we got to stop them. We got to defeat them. I understand his point, but I apply the same thing to America. All these fractionalized groups want to destroy America, too, and we ought not let them. A lot of people are asking the question, will President Donald Trump be in jail in 2020? That was a last week question by the Democrats. That question's gone away now. But Donald Trump has taken things to a new level. He's declared a national emergency now, right? I'm telling you right now, Donald might be in trouble, folks. We'll talk about that hopefully next hour a little bit. Kentucky sheriff suspends all law enforcement, claiming a lack of funding. Now, this is interesting to me because, again, the proper role of government, ladies and gentlemen, is to protect life, liberty, and property. And so if you have any money, law enforcement is one of the first things that should be done. I mean, if you do the redneck Ten Commandments, it's like, don't hurt me, don't take my stuff, right? The whole purpose or the origins of government goes back to that sheriff to say, hey, you know what? I've got all these things. I can't sit here and guard it all day. I can't go to work. I'm not really free if I'm just guarding my stuff. So that's kind of how government was born, or the sheriff came to be. We said, hey, why don't we get somebody else to kind of make sure that everything is kosher, that the laws are obeyed, that nobody hurts me, nobody takes my stuff. That's the fundamental proper role of limited government, folks. But now they can fund all kinds of socialist and communist and fascist programs and do all kinds of things that government ought not do. Kentucky sheriff suspends all law enforcement, says there's no money. Wow. We talked about a United Kingdom or UK mother got arrested in front of her children. Why? Because she called a trans activist a man on Twitter. How dare you use the binary gender statements these days, huh? See what I mean, folks? We've got to reject this fake news manipulated narrative. I believe in God's law. Male and female created he them. There is a binary. Now, that doesn't mean we should be rude or unkind to anybody who disagrees with us. But it does mean we can politely hold to our views, right? All right, we talked about Georgetown University students may face student fee and or be required to pay slavery reparations. Whoa. Georgetown University was involved in slavery back in the day. Now they're trying to extract from, what, generations later, money to pay for it? I don't believe in slavery reparations, folks. I believe the wrongs of the past are wrong, and we ought to highlight them and never forget them so we never repeat them, right? I 1,000% reject slavery of any kind. But I also don't want to hold modern people accountable who weren't even there at the time when the wrongs were committed, right? I'm not responsible for Adam's transgression, and neither are you. However, I am responsible to make sure that I'm aware of what happened so that I never repeat it. Yale University, I guess there's a student newspaper in there. It says, quote, I'm watching you, white boy. Talking about Kavanaugh. Wow, what a weird scenario. I reject all kinds of racism and division and slavery. Okay, we're all God's children. Let's, for once, start to act like it, please. North Carolina Republican Congress. He's a guy that did a great job there for a long time, right? His name is Walter Jones. He passed away. God rest his soul. Rest in peace, my brother. He was a great guy. We met with him in Washington, D.C., and he was so kind to us. He did a lot of good there, folks. Was he perfect? Far from. Just like the rest of us, right? But he did better than most, I'll tell you that right now. Wow. Right, that's a Saturday and a Monday recap. We're on Tuesday, 13 days after alleged racist attack. Jussie Smollett gives the cops redacted phone records. Neighbors are now casting doubt on his story. More and more and more strange twists in this case. Quick pause. I'm Sam Bushman. This is Liberty Roundtable Live at LibertyRoundtable.com.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Five people were killed in a workplace shooting in the Chicago suburb of Aurora. They were found inside a manufacturing plant. Five officers were injured by gunfire as they tried to stop the suspect who was killed at the scene. Mayor Richard Ervin.
It's a shame that mass shootings such as this have become commonplace in our country. It's a shame that a cold and heartless offender would be so selfish as to think he has the right to take an innocent life.
President Trump has tweeted his condolences to the victims' families. In California, a third storm victim has been found, a man swept away by floodwaters in Sage, which is east of Los Angeles. There's still a threat of mudslides worrying residents in Sausalito.
I don't think we've seen a storm like this for decades.
And so far, there's 3 feet of snow in the Sierra Nevadas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Another top aide in the Trump administration has been interviewed by the special counsel's Russia probe investigators. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders has confirmed that she voluntarily sat down and answered questions. They also grilled her predecessor, Sean Spicer, on the ouster of former FBI Director James Comey. The president's declaration of a national emergency at the border sparked protests outside the Trump Hotel in New York. Some arrests were made. Some lawmakers and some states are saying they will fight the declaration in court. The president likely gave challengers ammunition for questioning its legal basis by hinting at the political realities.
I could do the wall over a longer period of time. I didn't need to do this, but I'd rather do it much faster.
California Attorney General Javier Becerra says he's right.
He didn't have to do this. In fact, he can't do this.
Becerra says the president is violating the Constitution. This is USA Radio News.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
This is Liberty Roundtable Live, hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. Week in review, ladies and gentlemen. We talked in detail about the Jussie Smollett case 13 days after the quote alleged racist attack. Jussie Smollett gives the cops heavily redacted phone records. Neighbors are casting doubt on his story. A couple of men got arrested and now got released that were black. They don't have any white suspects. The cops are conflicted big time on this story. They say they have no reason to believe that he lied. They also have no evidence, no suspects of any kind whatsoever, folks. Something's not right with this story. Anyway, bottom line is, this is a disaster story. Senator Rand Paul voted against Donald Trump's attorney general pick, William Barr, citing his record on privacy issues. Barr got confirmed. Donald Trump continues to fail to drain the swamp. I'm telling you right now, putting Barr in was a disaster. All right, we talked about California Governor Gavin Newsom. Plans to withdraw several hundred National Guards from the border with Mexico in defiance of the Donald Trump administration. Now, why are governors and President Trump in a battle? Trump's requesting from the states for support to secure our border. The battle rages on. We talked about Gallup poll. Now says 5 million Latin Americans coming to the United States in the next 12 months. Is that a border crisis? Yeah, because how many of those 12 million might be bad guys, huh? Rapists, murderers, terrorists. Who knows? Now, the sad part is there's a ton of good guys coming that just want freedom, that just want a job, that just want peace and stability and safety from wicked governments and gangs and all kinds of things. I don't blame them. How do we reject the bad guys but embrace the good guys and do it in a way that we can actually assimilate and afford? That's a mammoth challenge, folks. It starts with Christian principles. On one hand, it starts with rejecting socialism and handouts. On the other hand, it starts with an honest assessment of national security, a wall or barriers or whatever you want to call those things, part of the solution, not the solution, but part of, right? Anyway, they say there was 325 migrants apprehended in a single group at the Arizona border. See, this is what I mean. We are experiencing a crisis, and I don't believe it's just a happenstance crisis. It's manufactured by liberals and government folks that want to create a crisis. Sheriffs, believe it or not, are now warning that ICE could release 8,300 criminal aliens into the United States. There's a debate about how many beds we have, how many people can we detour and handle, and etc. 8,300 criminal elements on our streets. Donald says it's a national emergency, and I agree with that point. It is. I don't think Donald's making a very good case for it, by the way. We'll get into that next hour. We talked about a second hour, our guest, Mr. Alan Phillips, vaccine rights attorney, vaccinerights.com and pandemicresponseproject.com. And we talked about border security advocates. Join Donald Trump's human wall in New Mexico. We also talked about Texas police form a wall of vehicles to help Border Patrol stop illegal aliens from illegally crossing into our country. We talked about Hungary, that's the country, backs Donald Trump's wall, says that border protection is indeed an obligation of the state. And believe it or not, that is one task. National security, that's one task that the federal government does have and needs to take seriously. The state of our unity is kind of a great test of the state of our union, if you will. Cynthia Davis with that idea. Boy, she right on that. Again, I reject the divide on all fault lines in America. We need to stand together under God for liberty, that's for sure. Bill Maher says we forget at our peril how many people vote on the wall and the womb. That's right. True story. In other words, the pro-life Christian faction cannot be ignored. Amen to that. We talked about $4 billion and growing. U.S. payouts for vaccinations, injuries, and deaths. They say vaccines are safe and effective. But what they've done is they've said there's no liability for the vaccine makers. The government, the taxpayer, will handle that liability. And if they're safe and effective, why have we paid out literally in secret $4 billion and growing? If there's no, you know, safety problem, then why have we spent $4 billion when it goes wrong? In other words, for vaccine injuries and deaths, the taxpayers paid $4 billion over the last couple of decades. Why so much money if they're safe and effective? The bottom line is it's a scam, folks. You've been lied to on the vaccination debate. Over 2,000 descend on Washington State Capitol to challenge vaccine mandate bills. Thank heavens the people are waking up, huh? Northwest measles outbreak revives the debate over vaccine laws. Hey, it's interesting to me. You got two sides of a coin. A woman's right to murder her baby. It's her body. She can do what she wants. But yet I can't decide not to take the jab because it's a national security crisis. Interesting. But yet the border leaks like a sieve. I mean, we're all mixed up, folks. Believe it or not, half of the United States parents believe that the flu shot makes their kids sick. And a third believe that it doesn't work at all. And I'm in both camps. It makes people sick and it doesn't work. And it likely causes the flu. Not to mention the fact that it's very, very low in its success rate. What, 10 to 30, 40, 50% at best success rates? I mean, I can flip a coin and do better, ladies and gentlemen. Update on the lawsuit that Alan Phillips has against the North Carolina Bar Association. We talked about that too with Alan. He's in an epic battle. There's a conflict of interest by the state bar attorneys in North Carolina. They're attacking him because he stands for and defends the right of people and their agency regarding vaccinations. All right, that's a recap of Saturday, Monday, and Tuesday. We're on Wednesday, folks. We had our guest on, Mr. Larry Pratt, formerly with Gun Owners of America. Now he's retired, but a discussion of all things liberty. Trump claims $23 billion. He's got that kind of money for the wall from other sources. My response is, if that's true, Donald, why didn't you say so and quit fighting everybody and just get it done if you got the $23 bill? Turns out he doesn't. Turns out he had to declare a national emergency. He should be getting it from El Chapo, like Ted Cruz says, but I haven't heard a word from the president on that front. Florida school hires armed combat veterans to protect students and teachers. That's a good idea. I think there's better options than that, like constitutional carry and no gun-free zones. How about a national... How about just Americans Protect Themselves zones? Freedom zones is what you'd call them, I guess, huh? Oklahoma House Committee passes bill to end concealed permit requirements. That's good news. Good for the state of Oklahoma down there, huh? Senators Blumenthal and Lindsey Graham to introduce Violate Your Gun Rights Bill. Yeah, they want to increase background checks and focus on red flag laws. And they literally want to take your guns, folks. Right, and I'm telling you, the Democrats are going to be on a bender for that over the next couple of years. We got to stand strong. I don't care if you like guns or not. Understand that the law, the Second Amendment, is part of the law right now. And we have the right to keep and bear arms, and that right shall not be infringed, says the Founding Fathers, and says the supreme law of the land. Not to mention that it only doesn't grant any rights. All it does is, in the Constitution, is codify the God-given unalienable right of self-defense that we already have. Let's be clear about that, right? All right, suspects, I guess, went into a woman's house. And these thugs pointed a gun at the woman's head. And they were shot dead by the woman's son. That's a kill me not, rape me not. Criminals are dead. Woman lives. Thanks for the son. That's a son the mom's grateful she had that she didn't abort. I'll tell you that right now, huh? Now you're standing for pro-life and the proper role of God-given defense, huh? Some Washington sheriffs are now refusing to enforce new gun laws. Good for them. We talked about this interesting group. It's the USCCA. Anyway, they're over there in Pittsburgh, and they say that the gun ban they're pushing for over there will not increase safety. That's right, gun bans never do, because the criminals don't obey the laws. They have guns. It's just the good guys that are disarmed in these gun-free zones or in these, quote, gun bans, right? We talked about the district court fines Austin, Texas, $9 million for the refusing of people's ability to carry handguns at City Hall. You have a right to carry. Anyway, the bottom line is City Hall down there in Austin tried to reject people's right to carry, and, well, the district court disagreed and fined Austin $9 million. Stop those abuses of our gun rights, please. We also talked about a driver pulled a gun after learning McDonald's was out of Egg McMuffins. You don't have any Egg McMuffin, and they pulled a gun. We've got to turn to God's laws if we want people to be normal, folks, and unhinged, to say the least. Guns portrayed in a good light get star rating. That's great news. Rarely are guns portrayed in a good light. But guns do save lives. Guns in the hands of good people are a great thing, folks. Liberty Roundtable Live.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future? and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, it ain't gonna happen. A book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
You know, the well-known news organization, the Associated Press, they got snagged or caught in anti-gun electioneering. What a shame when the news organizations are against your right to keep and bear arms, ladies and gentlemen, and they pitch themselves as, you know, just the facts, folks, non-fake news people, and now they're pushing for and get caught in anti-gun electioneering. Wow. All right, we talked about a Portland mom got arrested after her gun goes off at school cafeteria, cops say. Now, I think it's sad. We might need some gun training there, but arrest her? What good's that going to do? Just make the taxpayers pay for more? Everybody's behind bars almost in America these days, it seems, right? Not everybody by any means. That's a stretch. I'm making the point that we've got more prisoners than anybody in the world in terms of per capita, right? Wow. All right. Thousands rally for gun rights in Minnesota State Capitol. That's a great news piece. The United Nations Small Arms Treaty is the gun grabber's crown jewel. Rand Paul and others speaking out about this. Donald needs to make his move to reject the UN Small Arms Treaty, but Donald has done nothing to date on it. I don't know why. Astounding legislation protects cows, but not babies. An incredible article in WND.com written by Barbara Simpson. Why do we care so much about the cows, but we don't care about the babies in America, huh? We talked about a beautiful disaster and a head injury reveals hidden talent. Guy bumps his head real hard, comes back, and he can play the piano killer. Interesting, interesting study, huh? We talked about a principal to a teacher, quote, you can't attend church when your students are there. Liberty Council, our good friends Matt Staver and crew, they got an office in D.C. and in Florida, lc.org, doing a great job defending this teacher. The principal's out of control, folks. Where's the separation of church and state when you need it, huh? All right, there's a study, a new study came out that said health or short-term health plans, 80% cheaper than Obamacare. Let me say it again. Short-term health plans, 80% cheaper than Obamacare. Wow, let's learn more about those, shall we? We talked about New Jersey to keep Trump's name off 2020 ballot. Can they do that? Well, they're claiming they're going to pass a new law that says, hey, if you don't give your tax returns up, you can't be on the ballot. Wow. I didn't know that we needed Donald's tax returns. Why do we need that, huh? We talked about a supermodel bears all, risks her career as a Donald Trump supporter. When she bears all, she's just saying her soul that she believes Trump's doing good for the country. We don't mean her, you know, body or anything like that. So it's a great story by Joe Kovacs, WND.com. We also talked about, quote, in your face, police use snake to get confession. I reject this, waterboarding and snakes, and we don't need to go to the moral meltdown. We need to hold the moral high ground. The kinder you are to people, the more appropriate you are to people, the greater chance you can influence them for good and get the truth. When you resort to these tactics, you may get the truth. You also may get false confessions, too. What a tragedy in America. The cops are just out of control in many cases, folks. We support the police, though, especially when they keep their oaths of office. We talked about the real reason most Americans file for bankruptcy. It's because the healthcare is just way too expensive. Healthcare just breaks their financial backs, if you will. What a shame. Arizona pushes to declare pornography a public health crisis. Every state in the union ought to do that. It is. It's a disaster. But if we turn to God's laws, it'll solve almost all the problems we face in America, folks. Americans are bored with their sex lives, a companion story that just kind of shows how off track we are. Turns out that a sex toy company sponsored the study, right? Obama spoke at Boeing retreat after the firm gave millions to his library fund. You comfortable with that conflict of interest? I'm sure not. We talked about a WNBA star, so a Women's National Basketball Association League. She uses a Bible verse to explain why she's leaving basketball and going to spend time on her family. Maya Moore is her name, and good for her. Wow, can you use a Bible verse like that? She sure did, and good for her. Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saint President or Prophet Russell M. Nelson talks to 65,000 in Arizona, telling people to strengthen themselves and others or those around them. Great work, by the way. On Thursday, we had our guest on, Mr. Brian Rust, RustQuittAndGift.com. We talked about our Honest Money Report. We talked about Lyndon LaRouche, or LaRouche, LaRouche, whatever, political activist dead at 96. He was a nutcase, in my opinion. We talked about Freedom Works calls upon elected officials to address our $22 trillion national debt. Amen to that. We talked about the House set to vote on a $1 trillion spending bill that nobody's read. They did. They passed it. Donald signed it. We spent $1 trillion. No one has read the bill. 535 members of Congress and the President of the United States literally signed a $1 trillion spending bill, and they don't even know what's in it. What an absolute national security crisis. I'll tell you that right now. We had our guest on, Mr. Ammon Bundy's second hour. We talked about our sacred cause of liberty. We talked about burgers and how they're redefining the terms of meat and everything else. And some of the ranchers are trying to force the proper definition of meat. We talked about a George Carlin piece, could be meat, could be cake, might be meat cake. Kind of a joke about this whole topic, but it is serious, folks. We talked about a heartbeat bill gets another chance in Ohio. That's great news, by the way. We talked about, sadly, patriots are going to war with one another over the smallest of issues. We need to stand together with God, family, and country and the supreme law of our land, don't we? President Trump, believe it or not, installed a room-sized golf simulator in the White House. Thank heavens it was his own money. But we need to get back to more important things. We need a course correction, ladies and gentlemen. It needs to be about God, family, and country. I'll tell you that right now. On Friday, we had our guest on, Mr. Terry Colafrancesco. And I'm telling you, whenever Terry's on, it's great. It's interesting. He's the founder and director of a group called Caritas of Birmingham. He's a friend of Medjugorje, and his website's MEJ.com. He's written a bunch of books. Very religious guy. And we talked about the United States Senate and House approves spending bill they have not even read creating the national emergency. Boy, howdy, is that true. We also talked about Mitch McConnell said that Trump will sign border bill and declare national emergency. That indeed happened. We talked about William Barr sworn in as new attorney general. The Senate confirms him 54-45. Rand Paul voted against it, and good for Rand, and citing privacy concerns relating to William Barr. Amen to that. We talked about what was meant when Donald Trump talked about the calm before the storm. We talked about why is Donald Trump not making certain moves now that we think he ought to make. We talked about who is Q. QAnon.pub is the website. QAnon.pub. And, you know, there is a spiritual warfare going on. People are asking, is there a spiritual element involved in the Donald Trump presidency? Absolutely. Donald Trump is wise about it to some degree. He says, watching for landmines and funding compromise. So Donald Trump gets a lot of it. There's no doubt about it. I don't know that he gets enough, and I don't know that he's draining the swamp fast enough. We'll talk next hour about him declaring an emergency. I think Donald does a lot of good. He really does. But, folks, we need to be very careful. The swamp is so deep. The criminal activity is so pervasive, so ubiquitous. The dishonest shadow powers in government, it's very, very, very difficult to understand, to know who your friends are and your enemies are. And Donald's getting snookered at every turn. when they're laying the president under siege. I'll tell you that right now. Anyway, great job by Terry first hour. And I think Donald Trump has done more for America than any other president in my lifetime. I'll be the first to tell you that. He's done a lot of good. But folks, the swamp so deep is not enough. And if he's not careful, they're going to get him too. Second hour, we talked to our guest, Mr. Richard Mack, CSPOA.org. That's the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. And we also talked about the freedomcoalition.com website also. And we talked about there were two earthquakes on Friday morning in Utah. I guess it was 2 miles from a town called Bluffdale in Utah. That's about 17 miles from my house, by the way. It was a 3.7 and 3.2, two earthquakes. It happened at 5:09 a.m. I did not even feel them. Wow. We talked about a hate crime attack on Empire actor Jussie Smollett was staged, reports are suggesting now. Russia Today and other news agencies reporting this. The cops are arguing with that. Time will tell. We'll find out the truth. Keep an eye on the ball. But there's weird things about that case. I'll tell you that right now. Why was there a fence at Beto O'Rourke's We Are Against Walls event? He literally had a fence protecting him from the people while he's arguing against walls and fences. It shows the hypocrisy on this, where all these rich people have fences and walls around their houses, but they don't want any fence or wall protecting our borders. Interesting, huh? We talked about Ted Cruz on El Chapo Act. Only right that his ill-gotten gains go to fixing the problem. I agree with Ted Cruz on that. How come Donald's not bringing that up as a source of funding? I don't understand it at all. But Ted Cruz is right. We talked about enough fentanyl to kill four million American citizens seized by the Border Patrol in California. So when you say the border's not a problem and they seize enough fentanyl to kill 4 million people in one drug bust, we got a problem, folks. Let's be honest with ourselves, shall we? We talked about a $2.2 million batch of meth amphetamine seized at the border in Texas port of entry, feds now say. Those are two drug busts, a massive amount of methamphetamine and a massive amount of fentanyl. The border's a problem, folks. It's dangerous. We need national security big time. We talked about Nancy Pelosi warns the GOP. Hey, the Democratic president could post an emergency and use it to promote gun control. Beware. That's a big problem we'll talk about next hour. Mark Meadows, he's the leader of the Freedom Caucus in Congress. He says, I fully support Donald Trump's national security declaration to build the wall. I agree with Mark Meadows on this, but I'm telling you, we need to understand it better than we are, that's for sure. And I don't think Donald's articulating it well enough. I'll help him next hour, okay? We talked about QAnon. USA Today calls it a conspiracy theorist, or conspiracy theory explained. Anyway, I guess a Q poster spotted at a Trump's rally, etc. We talked about post-verdict. El Chapo jurors rely on anonymity to stay safe. Well, the interesting thing about this story is you're not going to stay safe. El Chapo can find out who you are. He's got too many minions, too much intel, too much money and capability. Don't fool yourself. But what's fascinating about this story is this El Chapo guy is the border guy, right? The guy that's the drug cartel kingpin that crosses the border with complete anonymity. Now we're having trials about him, right? Well, this guy, or this lady reporting on the story, her last name is Borter. Gabriela Borter reports on the border. Weird stuff, huh? That's a recap of the broadcast that took place all week long, ladies and gentlemen, on Liberty Roundtable Live. I'm telling you, who covers the amount of news the networks refuse to use? We do. And who does it and puts it in the framework of God, family, and country, and the protection of life, liberty, and property, and who advocates for the supreme law of the land and us all working together as God's children? Who does that, huh? If you believe our efforts are worthy, donate today. LibertyRoundtable.com. Every penny will be used to grow our presence in the media. LibertyRoundtable.com. We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore our grand old republic. Please get involved and make it a great day, will you? We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.